privacy policies. Now, I believe that one in five Aussies say they actually read their privacy policies. You know, they click on the box, I suppose, and just keep scrolling down.
Exactly, and they have a good read of that as well. You know, the Office of the Australian Information Commissioner released a privacy survey, shows we're more concerned than what we've ever been in our lives, which is good. It is a significant concern for a lot of Australians. I actually had somebody the other day contact me, and when they read the privacy, they were doing an online JobKeeper fair as well, because they're unemployed, and all their information was going to Eventbrite, and they were pointing this out to me, who's based in the US, and when you read the privacy policy on there, they can actually use your information whichever way they want it.
Right, yeah.
So for a lot of websites that you sign up for, you've really got to go and have a good look in there, Lee, sometimes, if you're concerned. You know, if you're not, knock yourself out, but don't be surprised if something happens to your data. So from this survey out there, it's a major concern for 70% of Australians. It varies. Younger people don't seem to be concerned as much, but it's only by a smaller margin. Four in five Australians think it's a misuse for an organisation to ask for information that doesn't seem relevant. When you're filling in information, only give them what you need to give them. You don't have to fill in every box, is what I always say. And it follows that many Australians want to be able to do something about the data that companies already have. So 84% of Australians think they have the right to ask a business to delete their personal information. Most times you sign that away so they can do with it, as I said before, exactly what they want. And trust in Australia, trust in institutions' ability to handle personal information has fallen as well. Trust in companies dropped by 13%. And surprise, surprise, trust in the government dropped by 14%.
Mm-hmm.
And despite that, 83% of Australians want the government to do more to protect their data. So read your privacy policies. People are concerned out there.
That's why it's a good idea to read your privacy policies. Good call. Now, with iPhones, it's now more private and secure with the brand new iOS 14, isn't it?
But look, it is out there. And a lot of people would have upgraded. Some people are holding off as well. I will say that when you upgrade, every time we've swapped to a new iOS, your battery life takes a hit. It takes a couple of weeks for it to settle down with all the apps you've got on there as well. But mine took a hit, but now mine seems to have settled down over the last couple of days. So just a quick point pointing that out. But iOS 14 is about going along and making you a bit more secure about your privacy and protecting your data on there as well. So you no longer have to give apps your exact location. So up until iOS 14, when you approved an app's location request, you were allowed to see exactly where you were. But most apps will work fine with just your general location. If you want to pick something up or have something delivered, you have to give them your exact location. But other things, no. You get to pick which photos an app has access to. This is really good. Instead of granting an app access to your entire photo library or nothing at all, you can now go along and say you can have a look at specific photos and videos that the app will have access to. That's a really good thing, Lee. So you're essentially creating a hand-picked photo library for specific apps. And as we pointed out last week, know when your microphone and camera are in use, because you'll get that orange or little green light at the top. Then if it's an app you don't like, you can go along and close that down. Three really good things.
Great points indeed. And how to turn on FaceTime creepy eyes on iOS 14. You've got some information there for us.
You know, sometimes, Lee, you're doing that online chat.
Yep.
And you're not really looking at the camera. So people sometimes go, you're not really with us at the time. So iOS 14 has got a thing in there now when you do FaceTime. If you turn on the settings in there as well, it will actually enable it to go along and it takes one shot of your eyes.
Right.
But then even if you looked away, you're still going to be looking at the camera all the time. So, you know, for people, it is quite funny. Turn it on if you want to have a bit of a laugh. But honestly, your eyes look like they're going to revolve around in your head. It is a bit creepy. That's why we're calling it FaceTime Creepy Eyes. So iOS 14, FaceTime, turn on the eye tracking. Yeah, I think you'll have a bit of fun with that.